That was nice.
Thank you.
Daniel Johnson cover.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I commend you guys on your sound. I mean, Ernie's doing a great job at the console here, but I really like your cellist.
Yes, indeed.
It sounds like more than just two guys there in the studio.
Indeed. And it's like, it can be like string land or it can be bass land very flexibly.
Yeah.
So.
You also do Stephen Merritt covers, don't you?
I've done, I need to, I'm going to put out an album called Mike Doty Sings 32 More Magnetic Fields Covers. Because one of the greatest heartbreaks of my life was Claudia Gonson called me up and was like, do you want to open for the Magnetic Fields on the last tour? And I couldn't do it. I had my own tour booked. Such a heartbreak.
The realism tour.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Oh.
And if I did it, I could have been like, listen, if there are any songs you guys are not going to play, I'll do them. I'll like pinch hit all the songs you don't play. Like I'll do Charm of the Highway Strip in its entirety.
Mike Doty live here in the studio on WFMU. Andrew Scrap Livingston on cello. And why don't you give out all your social media?
Oh, yeah. It's basically, I mean, I got the Twitter. I got your Facebook. Mike Doty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, like kneading the dough, bread dough, T-Y. And easy to find. Just put it in your old search engine there.
Facebook included.
Indeed. The search engine of your choice. It doesn't have to be Google. It could be Ask. It could be whatever you want. Alta Vista if it's still there.
You still blogging?
Not so much, because the Twitter kind of took over my life. I have a Tumblr, which is kind of like the longer tweet. But in any case, it's still under 200 characters. Like the brevity thing has really seized my life.
Six albums all out there. And I understand there's actually some sort of EPs and things that people can pick up at your show, which are not otherwise available?
Yeah, I did an electronic album. I hate calling it an electronic album. Called Dubious Luxury. It's more along, it's like a lot of chopped up vocals and some beats, and it's very weird sounding. I don't sing on it. Well, there's a song where I make a sound that is somewhat like a creaking screen door, but it's, you know, very processed and you wouldn't be able to tell it's me.
So how come you're not the lead guitarist in Limp Bizkit?
Oh my God, that's what I'm screaming. Good Lord. What the hell?
You tried.
I tried so hard.
You offered.
So hard. I was even going to wear the weird monkey makeup that guy does, and it just didn't work. It did not work out.
New album's got Roseanne Cash on it?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Not all over it, but on it.
On one song. There's a Christmas song, no less, that I wrote with Dan Wilson, and there was a note that I couldn't hit. So I was like, I'll just get a backing vocalist, and I'll do a lower version of that, and she can do the higher note. And I just thought, you know what? Let's just go for broke and ask Roseanne Cash. And she said yes. It was amazing. Hank Williams Jr. called her while we were in the studio. She looked at the phone and was like, oh, it's Hank Williams Jr. I was like, good Lord.
Mike Doty live here at WFMU with Andrew Scrap Livingston. And you must have rehearsed a few more songs that you
Yeah, we got plenty. We got plenty.
Why don't you just continue? Do a couple more.
Let's do Madeline.
WFMU.